I'm Ben Searle, Deputy Musical Director of the band, which means I stand in when the musical director is unavailable for gigs and practice sessions.
I'm Charlotte Watkin. I play the middle surdo drum. I've been a member since August of last year, 2010.
What's the deal with all the drums then? Middle drum, what is a middle? Is it a middle drum, is it?
The way the musical director Charlie always puts it is the bass drums, which we often call the ones and twos, are literally the bass pattern of it. The middle surdos would act as a melody. The Kaisha drums would act as a rhythm because they're constantly there, almost like a train, as you would say. And the Hepaniki is just the extra bit over the top, which often improvises and makes stuff up. But we don't tell people that.
Charlotte, what made you want to be part of a samba band? Are you crazy?
I think I might be, yeah. I think I've got more crazy since I've joined the band, actually. Do you know what? It's just lovely when we play. We often play at community events just to make people smile as they're watching us. And when we're moving and grooving and we're dancing about and stuff, and it's so lovely. And I think it just makes people smile and walk away with a bit of a rhythm in their step, and it's nice. It is improvised. So we do have to learn lots of hand signals to understand what's coming next and what rhythms we're going to be playing next. But that's all the fun of it. So.
Yeah, I saw these hand rhythms, these hand signals earlier. How do you work out how to do them all, and what do they all mean?
Well, there's basic ones where you'll just signal to the drums, where if you hold your hand with index finger pointing down, that will be pointing into number one drums. Usually put the two fingers down as well, so that's the ones and twos, so you're talking to the bass drums. For the middle surdos, you put three fingers down, because then it looks almost like an M. For the Kaishas, simple C with the hand, and for Hepanikis, just make the index finger into a little R, because Hepaniki is spelt with an R, which is very confusing. But that's how you signal to everyone in the band what their section is. There's a simple cut thing where you do scissors with your fingers, and that tells a section or the whole band to stop. If you want to signal to the whole band, just, you know, spin your hand around in a circle, make sure you look everyone in the eye, see that they've actually noticed you. You're not reading music and playing by reading it. It's all just comes from feel. You feel that this break would go good in this part of the song, so I'm going to tell everyone to do that.